Joining us now is Melanie Loffler. Hi, Melanie. How are you?
Hi, G. Good. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for being with us. You are the owner of Farmington Lake, and I'm hearing that this is an incredible wedding venue.
Oh, thank you so much for saying so. We sure enjoy it. We are a family-owned venue, and we host the lakeside ceremonies on our 50-acre farm, and we just have a ball doing it every weekend.
Now, you're located in Mokena, and how long has your family had this beautiful 50-acre estate?
Oh, well, it's been in my husband's family since 1856, so a long time.
Oh, well, I love all the history there, and that this is a family-run business. It sounds like everybody is sort of involved.
Certainly. You know, we hosted my daughter's wedding here years ago, and that's how it all began. After we did that, everyone started to ask us to do it for them, and that's kind of how it evolved.
Wow, so it just sort of happened organically. Mm-hmm. You didn't set out for this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
But we have a lot of fun doing it, yeah, for sure.
Oh, wow. Well, I was looking at pictures on your website, and it is just gorgeous. You have a lake, you have a meadow, you have a footbridge as well, and a lot of gardens too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, my husband is a farmer, so he likes to do the gardening, and it changes, you know, every season, the spring, the summer, the fall, then it comes into the mums, and then out we have a big hay field behind the ceremony site, and in the fall it's all full of the big hay bales, so we do a lot of photography out there. We have a lot of fun with those.
Well, I'm sure that there was a lot of rearranging as people were trying to figure out how to postpone and figure out when they can reschedule with you.
Oh, that's for sure. This situation has really made a big change for everybody in the wedding industry, mm-hmm. That's for sure. And we've here, though, have been really lucky. Now that it's starting to reopen on, mm-hmm. We're so happy. Finally, the governor is moving us to phase four because we're already an outdoor venue. So we're really set up pretty much to just flow right into it pretty easily. So we're very grateful for that.
And so what would that look like, Melanie, in terms of sort of it would be a smaller wedding, right? It's got to be under how many people?
And we're allowed to host up to 50 guests.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 50 people. And then you're outdoor, obviously. And then I'm guessing that you probably get booked way in advance, but do you have openings right now because people were unsure and sort of postponing or rearranging, you know,
exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how we came about all these new openings, because we were fully booked for this season. And then a lot of those couples who have decided they would rather just have their really big gathering have just rescheduled to next year, 2021. So now that left me with a lot of spaces where couples can come from outside and schedule a smaller get together, and it's worked out perfectly.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are wanting to figure out a way that they can have a ceremony right now, and people, you know, a lot of people prefer sort of a more intimate wedding, and you're calling them petite weddings, right?
We do. They are petite weddings, and we have been finding that the petite weddings seem to be trending a little bit. Some people are getting away from that all-out blowout. And I think that this is going to encourage people to do more of that, even into next season. I think we're going to see more and more of that in the wedding industry, because I think people are going to see what's possible with a more intimate wedding.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of sort of try to describe, I know, because we are radio, in terms of sort of the amenities that you have there. I mean, because you kind of have this beautiful setup with sort of, there's like freestanding architecture that kind of helps have it a feeling of a ceremony.
It is. It's almost like an outdoor chapel. If you like, I can kind of walk you through how the time session usually goes.
Perfect. Yes.
Okay, great. Well, we can do up to three ceremonies in a day. We do a morning one, an early afternoon one, and a late afternoon ceremony. So as an example, how a late afternoon ceremony would flow, if it was about 4 to 6, which usually leaves them just enough time to finish up their photography and get to their reception, about 4 to 6, if the couple doesn't want to see each other before the start of the ceremony, we usually recommend that the bride come about 15 minutes early. So she's going to arrive with her attendants and her family and the photographer, the most important person, the photographer. And then they're going to make their way down to the ceremony site. And at the ceremony site, there is a garden house that's all enclosed in white curtains, and it's all furnished in white. So when guests are arriving, she can kind of keep out of sight in there and still get a lot of her portraits and photography done while she's waiting for the guests to arrive. So then a few minutes after that, we recommend that the groom arrive with his party, and then guests are going to begin to arrive. And it takes about 30 minutes for all the guests to arrive, and they have to walk down a winding path, and they're hanging out at the bridge, taking their selfies and all that. And the next thing you know, it's time for the ceremony to begin. So we do a rehearsal also, and so everyone knows what's expected when it's time to begin. The couple's going to want to assign two people that they really trust to be their door attendants, because there are two antique chapel doors as a ceremony entrance door. So they are going to be in charge of opening and closing the door for the attendants and, the most importantly, the bride. So everyone gets into their places. Everyone's going to line up behind the doors. And then there's a sound system, and I would cue the sound system and tap on the door. And then the door attendants are going to open the door. Everybody's going to process, family, grandparents, everybody. And then when they're all in place, we reclose the doors. And then I go and get the bride from the bride's house with a big white golf umbrella, and that's how I get her behind the ceremony doors. And then she tells me when she's ready, and when she gives me the nod, then I re-cue the music and then re-knock on the doors, and then the door attendants, very slowly and dramatically, as I have taught them, open the ceremony doors for her entrance. And then I always teach her to stand there for a minute because the photographer is trying to take 100 shots of her in the frame of those doors before she begins to walk. I always tell them, don't rush the door, don't rush the door. And then down she goes. And then I usually kind of breathe a sigh of relief because she's down there, and and now they can begin. And, you know, it's fun to hear because couples can just create their own type of ceremony. There isn't a schedule that they really have to follow. It's their 2 hours, and their ceremony can be as short or as long as they like. And they incorporate all their own intricacies to it. We've had every kind of live music you can imagine, from mariachis to jazz saxophone to ukuleles, you name it. And they have so much fun. The music is so much fun. And then also, though, if they want to just play from a personal device, they're welcome to do that, too. You know,
Melanie Laufer, owner of Farmington Lake, wonderful wedding venue. You know the routine of how things are supposed to go and the schedule like the back of your hand. And I can also tell that you are delighted by being involved in it. I mean, is that the best feeling in the world to sort of help a couple?
It's the best. It's the best. A secret that I probably shouldn't tell you is that I always wear my big sunglasses because I cry every time. I wear my big sunglasses so they, because that might make someone else cry if they say you cry. You know how that catches. So
you are the sweetest. I can tell that you're the kindest person. And tell me, where can people go to find out more about Farmington Lake? I know that this isn't your main business, but you've got a lot of openings all of a sudden. So if someone is out there listening that feels like, you know what, I don't want to wait until 2021 to get married and do the ceremony, why don't I just do the ceremony right now with 50 of my closest, you know, family and friends, and then we'll have the party down the road, right?
For sure. That'd be wonderful. They can visit our website at farmingtonlake.com. There's no S. It's just lake, farmingtonlake.com. Or they can check out some photos on our Instagram at farmington_lake. And we'd love to have them visit. You know, we schedule tours by appointment, and they can visit, and we can talk about what their plans are.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you have become a wedding planner. It's in your soul now.
Oh, thank you. We sure enjoy it. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate you talking with us. And you've just made me smile. It's so big. And I appreciate you sharing your stories.
Oh, thank you, Chief. We're looking forward to getting it back together.
Oh, well, it's going to happen. I think a lot of people are going to take up your offer that you've got some openings now. So I think this is great. But it sounds like 2021 is going to be really busy for you.
It's going to be wild.
Okay. So maybe people are looking to get married. Maybe now's the time to do it while you've got these openings, because 2021 is packed.
Oh, so, that's for sure.
Thanks, Melanie. You take care, okay?
Thank you very much. You as well.